Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And let's just take a couple seconds and focus and sort of draw back from what's going on in your life. Anything stressful or even good, let's draw back from everything gently and let the Lord draw us to Himself. Lord, we make ourselves available, our soul and our body available to You, to our own spirit. And we ask You to quicken our senses so that we will be able to better perceive what You're doing already and what You want to say and prepare us for. We thank You, Lord, that You know what our tomorrow holds, and we thank You that You're making us ready. Lord, for those who have those specific needs, Lord, I ask right now that You meet those needs. We trust that every situation and circumstance that we find ourselves in right now was specifically designed by You. Lord, we take away any blame or unforgiveness or anger associated with harm that was done to us or even harm that we've done to others. We just release that right now and accept that this is the situation we're in now, the circumstances, and that this is now an opportunity to see the glory of the Lord. Lord, what do You want to do here? What are You saying now? Lord, we are available for You. And we know that we can trust You because You love us. And we're excited to see what You're doing in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Thank You, Lord. You know, the more time you spend with Him, the more you'll want to. His presence is pleasurable and fulfilling and just enjoyable, restful, peaceful, and yet invigorating and exciting, and it stirs up deep things within us and gives us new ideas and concepts. And yet, the more time you spend with Him, the more you will find, as He reveals Himself to you, how much of an individual He is. He has a point of view. He wants to be heard. He wants to be understood. So much so that He is making us able to hear Him and to understand Him. We can't do these things on our own. You can't hear God without His help. you can't understand his ways without his help. You can't know him without his help. Thank you, Lord, that your help is always there. That all we need to do is turn and ask, Lord, help. Thank you, Lord. And that's what we've been talking about, is spending time with the Lord and finding ways to hear him on different frequencies than we are used to. That we've all come to know him in a certain way, and hopefully by now you've come to recognize that there are more ways than you already know, and that God wants you to know him in as many ways as are possible. And I'm wondering even if those ways are infinite, because God is eternally creative. He's always up to something. You know, he's always got something up his sleeve. And he's got really big sleeves. And even what we're doing here is we are discussing things about God. This is not an exhaustive study. There's no such thing. This is a get started discussion. Try this. Taste and see. Experience his presence. As you spend time with him, he will draw you. Now, we've talked over and over, it's about time and attention. We give our time and attention to what's important to us. Let's start reminding ourselves that God is important to us. And also remember, your soul, in its essence, wants to return to its original relationship with your spirit. You're not human. You're spirit. You've been born again. You are a living spirit. But your spirit and your soul are not fully connected. So we cannot fully accept the eternal life that our spirit is enjoying right now. Who you truly are, your true identity, your spirit nature, your spirit being, your spirit identity is already ruling and reigning in God's kingdom and experiencing eternal life. Experiencing no boundaries. Experiencing being with and in God. And that our soul and our body, we get thrilled when we get a glimpse or a taste. And honestly, that's, for most of us, that's all we can stand right now. We're just not able, just as the wine in the wineskin. He's making us into new wineskins so he can pour himself in, so he can restore relationship between our soul and our spirit. your soul is different than mine. Everybody has their own unique individual soul. And your soul is your mind, will, and emotions, and how God put it together to make the unique you. But your soul is not who you are. It's something God gave you. Your spirit is who you are. Now, your soul has characteristics, strengths, and weaknesses. But, you know, God gave you that soul that has those strengths and weaknesses. So if your soul was a gift, we don't need to be hiding from God. We don't need to be boasting. We don't need to be really reflecting on our soul at all. Because it's God's gift to us. Our soul is not going to get any credit from Him by how hard it works or how great of a ministry we have or how many people we reach or anything, any aspect of our soul. Because, again, God gave you your soul. It was a gift. Now, your soul has been without spirit for a long time. And we've inherited bad habits generationally that center around how to approach God. We've relied very strongly on our soul. We kind of depend on being able to understand Him with our mind. And we look for an emotional response in His presence. And then we figure, okay, we need to act on this. When all God wants is for us to accept and receive and say thank you. Now, that doesn't mean He's not going to give us understanding or joy or projects to do, but those are secondary and third and fourth. They aren't the primary relationship, basis for our relationship with God. Life is the basis of our relationship with God. Remember, what is His basic nature? God's nature is love. How is love expressed? It's giving. God gives. He gives Himself. He gives love. What are we looking for when we give something to someone? We just want them to appreciate it and enjoy it and say thanks. But it was a gift, so here, just enjoy it. I got it for you because I thought you'd like it. Well, God's nature is to give. So He is looking for places where He can share Himself. So He is making us into receivers of who He is. And that's going to come in all different avenues. Sometimes it's just being where we are and Him changing us, and so we're able to receive Him more, and He enjoys the process. And sometimes He wants to do a new thing, and He wants to share it with us, and He wants to be able to trust us. But He gets to pick that, and He gets to decide the timing, the times and the seasons. We're in times when it's important to be focused on what God is doing in you. You know, the more there's going on out there, the more important it is to know what's going on in here. We're all going to be easily distracted by what's going on out there. But in a lot of ways, what's going on out there doesn't matter. Because what's going, you know, there's nothing going on out there that God hasn't orchestrated. And we get so confused about what we're supposed to do. And if you're in that place, do nothing. Spend more time with God. If he wants you to be doing something, he'll let you know. One way or another, he'll let you know. He doesn't need your help. He may ask for your help, but he doesn't need it. Now, part of our challenge is we don't know what we don't know. We don't know how to know God. We don't know how to get healed. We don't know how to reconnect our soul to his spirit, to our spirit, which is already connected to his spirit. We don't know. And so we're focusing on here the practical things we can do to make ourselves available to our teacher, to our guidance counselor, to our personal trainer. God knows the goals he has for you. And he himself is your personal trainer to get you to those goals. How do we cooperate with him? We give him our time and attention. You know, a lot of times we're willing to move mountains and make great sacrifices as long as we can control our time. As long as we can still carve out, this is my domain. God, you can have 99%, but this 1%, I want to be able to say yes or no. And that's your soul. Your soul has been bruised and battered and gotten into some really bad habits, like rejecting God, rejecting his sovereignty, his authority, and saying, I'm going to maintain control, even if it's 1%. But God is a jealous God. And he does not share his authority, his sovereignty, with another. Now, it may seem hard and scary to give up our solical rights, to control our own lives, to control our time and how we spend our time, what goals we take on, our right to say no to God. But again, when we experience who he is and we are reminded that your soul gets its life from its connection to spirit, over time, your soul will relinquish even that 1%. And it will say, why was I holding on to it for so long? Now, there's a process there. And that process, again, involves a lot of change. Change of beliefs, change of control, overcoming wounds, rejection, our history, how we relate to one another, how we relate to ourselves, the lies we believe. But God can do a quick work. And yet, so many of us wouldn't be able to tolerate a quick work. We want to, you know, like rip the Band-Aid off fast. You know, when God gets into his cleaning of our house, it can be a messy business. We've been hiding things from him. Sometimes we know what they are, sometimes we don't. Now, let me just reassure you, he already knows what they are. He's been through every closet you have. He's been through every thought, every emotion, every act. He knows it all. In fact, he knew it all before he brought you into this earth. And he said, I love this one. This one is perfect. This is going to be great. We're going to have a great time. There's nothing that you have done, are doing, or will do. God never says, wow, I didn't see that coming. So as he starts revealing himself to you and reconnects you with peace and rest and joy, accept it. It's not about you deserving it or having earned it, because it's not about you. God gave you your soul, he gave you the body you have. Your spirit is part of him. It's all him. Relax, let him be the God. Now, there's often times when there's transition and change in our lives. When there is an emptiness in between. This is just fair warning. When you start giving up the beliefs and the crutches that you've been using to serve him or keep yourself satisfied or going in the right direction, making yourself feel good, when you start letting go of that, there'll be an emptiness before he fills. Sometimes there's a transition in between. Sometimes there's not. Sometimes it's like turning a light switch. You don't drive the dark out first. The light comes in and the darkness is just no longer there. And that's one of the things to accept about God, is there's a lot of things we can't categorize. Okay, this is the way God does things. Now, all this to say, as you start spending time with him and he draws you and you begin to recognize his presence, he starts to put his finger on things. And sometimes those things are uncomfortable and painful. Stick with it. You don't need to understand. If you do, he will give you the understanding. If you need help with it, he will guide you to who to help you with, or he will be your helper. But whatever, get through it. Cross the bridge into doing things his way as a spirit being. Because you are a spirit being. Now, God God is not looking for us to be spiritual, but looking to us to live as we truly are a spirit being. We are spiritual. You are spirit. We're learning to live like it. Now, what goes on here on this earth and in this life you've got, that isn't the end. That's not the beginning. It's not the middle. We don't know what's next. We don't know what came before. But we have come to pass. There are things to learn here, and we can enjoy the process. Let yourself off the hook. Let others off the hook. Let God off the hook. Let your past off the hook. Your parents, that teacher that drove you nuts, anybody, let them off the hook. Life is short. Your time here on this earth is short. Let's make the most out of it and enjoy it. Enjoy the process. And we've been talking about what can we actively do to participate in the learning process. And we've been talking about the Lord's night visits and how valuable they can be. And we're going to come back to his night visits over and over and over again. Because just look at today, your day to day. There's so much going on during the day. You know, and day being, it's light out. There's, you know, constant distractions from your senses, which keep your body active and keep your soul engaged in other things. It's real hard for your soul to be available to your spirit when you're working, when you're taking care of the kids, when you're driving, when you have divided attention. Now, that doesn't mean God doesn't make himself available. But he's respectful. If you're in the middle of brain surgery, he doesn't say, drop everything you're doing and come away with me. He's respectful. Remember, he put us in the situations we're in. You can trust him on that. And yet we also need to learn that the next opportunity, at the very first opportunity, how do I connect with him? He tapped me on the shoulder while I was doing surgery. As soon as we get the opportunity, how do we say, okay, now, Lord, you've got my attention? You know, there's that saying, you know, when we get to heaven, we want to hear from him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But wouldn't that be too late? What if there were things he wanted to change about us? Things that weren't well done. Things, places in our soul where we were resisting him, trying to control our own kingdom. Waiting till the sweet by and by to find out how we're doing. That's too late. Let's find out now. But let's start with the experience of his love for us. So, Lord, even now, express your love for us in a unique way that will be appropriate and recognizable by each one of us. You know where each one of us is and what is meaningful to each one of us. And I just ask that you reveal yourself, you make yourself known in a meaningful way for each one of us. So this week I encourage you to spend time with God. Let him change you, but recognize that you have an opportunity to give him your time and attention. Your soul is double-minded. Your soul knows it needs to be reconnected to your spirit. But your soul still wants to maintain control. Let God take care of that. you just look for every opportunity to be with him. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again the same time next week. Until then, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainer's Radio. Have a great night.